Right, in this video, I have a very simple question for you. You can only choose one: mass notification versus a PA system. Which one do you choose and why? And remember, in these questions, there's no gray. You create it yourself, but you've got to come to your answer. Which one of these technologies are you going to choose? A mass notification or a PA system? And maybe I will go first. PA systems are set inside the buildings. Most often, not always, but most often, they're also external speakers and they are linked to every room. So that means that you can push out a predetermined message, and wherever Simon is inside the building, he's going to hear that message. Very good, very simple technology. It's a great way in the modern world. If there's danger, how are you going to communicate to me that I need to lock down in place? How are you going to communicate to me that I need to flee the building? Having a PA system, or some people use their fire panels where you can deliver those messages, is a great way to educate people as to what is the best thing that you need to do now. You now feel empowered and do whatever that looks like for you. So that is the PA system, most often in rooms and often outside the building. Not always, but most often. You shouldn't really have any spots where it can't be heard. But we know in reality that does happen. Mass notification apps now. What I like about the mass notification apps is there can be a two-way communication. So this isn't a phone, but if it was my phone I'm holding in my hand, it's a TV controller. If this was my phone, I could send messages out via predetermined buttons as to lockdown in place, active assailant, call 911. People can also communicate to me via the mass notification app. In today's modern world, no matter where you are, I often give the example, you can have an expensive MacBook that I'm using to record this podcast on. I would most probably leave my MacBook behind, but I wouldn't leave my phone behind. So mass notification apps, I feel, as a modern day tool, everyone has their phone with them. A great thing about mass notification apps is that if someone is off site, they can get those messages as well. If someone's in a certain geographical area, you can put a geofence around certain messages. So they both have their merits. My answer, because I have to answer my own questions, is I would lean towards a mass notification app. There's one that I really love, which is called AlertCom. If you want information about that, reach out. I'd happily share it with you. Great mass notification app. So that is the question. And how did people respond? So first, I asked this question in the Facebook group. If you're not a member of the Facebook group, it's just Worship Security Academy. Please come and join us in the conversation. The question was this: mass notification app versus PA system. You can only choose one. Let's discuss. It was almost 50-50, but a PA system won over a mass notification app. Very interesting that a PA system won, because like I said, not everyone has good coverage of their PA systems across their building. You'd expect them to, but not everyone does. When I ask this question to you, if you're watching on the YouTube channel, the YouTube channel in the community is most often where I have these polls. Please hop over there if you are a YouTube viewer and you can get involved in these weekly polls. Here, the answer changed. 67% then went to mass notification app and 33% said PA system. So led towards what I said about everyone has their phone in today's world. And mass notification apps such as AlertCom allow more of a two-way message. I can, on my phone, push messages out, can send emergencies. People can also then send them to me. And no matter where I am, I can get the messages. And again, you can geofence locations surrounding what information you want to push out. And people that are off-site at maybe ministerial, at conferences or wherever they might be, they can get this information as well. So interesting here. YouTube, 67% said mass notification. What I like to do as the litmus test is then ask my LinkedIn followers. As many of you know, I have over 6,000 followers on my personal LinkedIn page. A lot of them are in the secular world. But again, 83% here now said mass notification over a PA system. So interested as to where the data goes. Is there a right way or a wrong way? No, I don't believe so. With both these technologies that are going to help you, there could be a time, in all honesty, where you mostly want both of these systems. You want a PA system to send out that large announcement, and you want a mass notification to send to messages. Because one of the liabilities that I see as a church safety and security practitioner is when someone is inside your facility, when they're inside your church, how can you communicate with them that they need to stay safe? If something goes wrong, the question would be asked, but Simon couldn't hide. He couldn't run. He didn't notify because he didn't even know there was an emergency situation going on at the church. So I believe both these technologies have merits. But as always, you have to answer the question. Insert your gray wherever you would like it, wherever you are listening or watching. Please drop a comment below. Get involved in the conversation. I'd love to know which one you would say is best, a PA system or mass notification. And just before we go, I just want to remind you about our decision decks. These are our critical thinking, judgment, decision-making scenarios. Each deck has 60 scenarios in each based off a different theme, and people are using them in a variety of ways, one-to-one, one-to-group, using them for tabletops, for using them for interview questions. I know they're going to bless and help your ministry. I'll put a link below as to where you can find those decks of cards. But as always, those are my views and opinions. Would love to get your views and opinions, whether you are listening or watching. My name is Simon Osimo. You stay safe. You have a blessed day. And until next time, take care, everybody.